This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to our football Friday, though, and the Commanders and the Ravens. Speaking of the Raven and Edgar Allan Poe up in Baltimore, Danny, the Commanders will beat the Ravens if
they have a lead. They're prolific early. If they get up on Baltimore, somehow, I mean, it happens. Kickoff return, a busted coverage, long touchdown pass, a defensive touchdown. Something crazy happens where they get a lead, and that lead continues, even if you're going back and forth at some point. The Ravens will be able to stay with their game plan for a while, right? If it's just a one-score game, if it's a 10-point game, et cetera. They know they feel good about themselves to be able to wear you down and win playing their way. If you make them play not their way, then you got a shot at this thing. If Washington is up by a couple of touchdowns in the second half and it becomes a drop-back game, I like their chances.
If they can be plus two in turnovers and keep Derrick Henry quiet on the ground, I don't know that either of those two things is likely on the road. And it's why I'm not going to pick them to win. But if you were to tell me right now, Washington beat the Ravens, you're looking back in rewind now at this game, I would say, okay, I bet you it's like three turnovers for the Ravens and only one or zero for the Commanders. And Derrick Henry was held to sub 4.5 yards per carry. They held him in check. If they do those two things, that's kind of the whole checklist for me. I think it's a tight ball game that comes down to the wire at that point, and it is very, very winnable. But it sounds like you agree with me that the Ravens are better, and you agree with me that this is not a matchup where Washington's defense looks favorable on paper. Like, this is not a game where we should expect them to go out and shove it on Baltimore or look really, really good defensively. I just think you got to make a few plays to cancel out a lot of the bad along the way. It's a chunk yardage playmakers league, so you pick off Lamar, you get a sack fumble, you know, maybe you knock the ball out of Zay Flowers' hand as he's diving for a first down or something. You know, a couple of wacky things happen along the way, and you're right there.
There's a lot of good history on Baltimore's side here in terms of their overall record against the NFC and, you know, their regular seasons when Lamar Jackson plays and a lot of stuff that says that. So I also think, partly from a Washington perspective, is it's not just – we think about this in terms of stocks, right? Like the hockey stick. That's the dream, where it starts off one and then it basically just goes straight up and stays there forever. This is not what happens in pro sports. Like, I know the charmed ride isn't over because you lose a game, but there has to be some kind of setback. The helium that's given us this unbelievable rise from they're going to pick top five in the draft to maybe they're number one in the power rankings, and Jaden Daniels is the MVP through five games type helium that's surrounding this team. There's got to be some moment of adversity, some moment of you've got to recover. It doesn't all work out like a fairy tale, right? This isn't a 90-minute movie on the Disney Channel, okay? I think there's a little bit of a setback coming. I think it's fine, by the way. I'm not down on them. I don't sound pessimistic.
In fairness, I mean, we've kind of had some of those moments. We just don't acknowledge or remember them. And I mean that in a good way, not a bad way.
You mean in game?
Yeah. Like, okay. I thought the Bucs game was not good. They couldn't throw the football at all. They were one of the lowest graded passing offenses, and he was one of the lowest graded passers in the league coming out of week one. You know, the first half of the Giants game was awful. If you go back and watch that now, it's like a different offense. He got sacked, I think, five times in the first half of that game. And kind of what was hemmed into the pocket and hit a bunch. Like, we now don't think about it because that's a long time ago.
Right. Well, in this, I mean, they ripped off four straight. Week one results are always kind of weird. I'm sort of looking at it.
Making like excuse. I'm not poking at them. I'm just saying, like, maybe that was the bad. Like, it's not like it's been all
possible.
Great. Like,
no.
The bad has kind of happened. It's just been a little while. And there's more coming, clearly. It's not going to be linearly awesome the rest of the season. I just mean that I would feel more like there's got to be a bad half. There's got to be a bad performance. There's got to be a dud coming. If they hadn't already happened. We're just focusing on the 85% that's been really good.
But I'm not talking about a dud. I'm talking about where, like, it's right now it's Charmed Life. It's they stub their toe and it's to bend over and find a $20 bill on the sidewalk.
You're saying they fumble a snap and, you know, they...
Or just lose a game against a good team. Like, that's all I'm talking about. Where this charmed ride where everything that you do turns to gold doesn't turn to gold for a week. And you play a competitive game and you could lose. Like, that happens all the time in this league, right? Teams that are good don't beat another team that's good. It's not going to change my view of them or how magical the season already has been to this point. My point is, like, it can't just be elevator on the ground floor, ding, now you're on the roof, here we are at perfect and number one. There's going to be some setbacks. There's got it, like, the momentum's got, one balloon's got to pop, but we're still afloat.
So, okay, now, that makes more sense. I misunderstood what you were saying. I thought that the idea was, like, everything's been so good so far offensively that there's no way that there's not basically the bottom falling out coming.
Right.
And I'm just saying, well, it could be, you know, another couple of games before that happens, or it hasn't all been perfect. I mean, we've mixed some of those quarters in, and there've been enough plays that maybe this is what it looks like. If you have a bad half, that the next half's really good and it's good enough to win. But I think you're onto something there. Going into the Bengals game, my argument for why everyone was not giving them enough of a chance, I didn't think they'd win outright, was, if you remember, I kept saying, like, what if Jaden Daniels just has one of those games where he won the Heisman because when he was on national TV, under the bright lights with Kirk Herbstreit on the call or whatever, like, when the audiences were the biggest against the best opponents, he balled out. That was the college resume last year. You're playing Alabama, you know, pick the matchup for LSU, he does some of his best work. And my point was, what if he's just one of those guys? What if you just got one of them dudes that just, oh, is this the huge stage, the game everybody cares about? This is your win your Heisman game. Just like the Bengals game was for him. It was the best he's been. What's to say this isn't what he does? That you don't have one of those super special guys that has an incredible performance. Like, what if he's better than he was against Arizona and Cleveland in this game? I thought he was pretty good in both of those games, to really good. Bengals game's been his best game. What if this is his second best game of the year? And that's just what he does. He elevates his game in these spots with everybody watching, with the most anticipated game of the weekend, because he's going head to head with Lamar Jackson and you know, those two guys have a
chance
to put on a show.
And he took that personal.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
It happened against Cincy. Why can't it happen again?
Entirely possible. I mean, that's the thing. It's not as if this is the 85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens defense you're playing against as well. That might lend itself to having a big game. That certainly is the path to winning. You know, like, it's the type of thing where you sort of hesitate this early in his career. At this stage, with Pat Mahomes making whatever he makes, and all the different pelts on the wall for him, it's fair to say, Pat, listen, Pacheco's hurt. Rice is hurt. We don't have much. It's got to be you, dude. It's all on your shoulders. And he's like, that's no problem, dog. I'm the MVP multiple times over. We're going to the Super Bowl again. Me try having Coach Reed. Boom. Fine. For a guy in his sixth NFL start, it's probably not fair to ask every week, but there may be weeks where you got to be like, listen, dude, you got to be a superhero this week. We're playing a team that, frankly, does what we do and has done it at a high level for a much longer time with a lot more deposits in the bank. So we're chasing this group to be legitimate and well thought of and being top five or six or seven in everybody's power rankings every week. We've had a nice run of four games in a row. They've had a nice set of seasons, five, six in a row now, including a 14-win season, a 13-win season last year. That's what we're trying to get to. So this may be a week where you've got to do a little bit more. That's a little bit extra on the scrambles. Instead of going out of bounds, maybe you cut back that time or die for the end zone that time. I mean, who knows? You can't major in that, I don't think, and keep them healthy. But maybe this is one of those games where you go, yeah, put the cape on, dude.
There is the team version of what I'm saying with Daniels, too, which is Maybe they're just better than Baltimore.
That's not crazy either.
Maybe they're just that good. Like, we know they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They're 4-1. They've dominated Cleveland. They've crushed the Cardinals. But maybe they're just elite. I mean, I know that sounds silly, but I think it should be acknowledged or at least thrown out there before we play a game on Sunday here as a town. What if they are just one of the best teams in the NFL?
Yeah.
And the Ravens we view as like they're going up a weight class and they knock out Baltimore. And we realize they actually are a heavyweight contender. That they could, in any weight class, they could get the strap.
That's of the different.
That good.
Yeah, that's of the different, you know, sort of scenarios and path in this little choose your own adventure book, right? Where that's the best case is none of this stuff is. I'm not arguing it's a mirage, by the way. You got to be good to beat a team, beat a couple of teams in a row with that they have. That's not fluky. That's what good teams do. But it's now bona fide. You're real, real good. Not just, oh, that's nice. Good couple of weeks, gang. Neato. And now we're back to normal. There's no regression because they're nasty. Like, they're legit.
Do you guys think that the Commanders beat the Ravens, yes or no? 800-636-1067. And how would Washington beat Baltimore? If we're telling you they pulled it off after the fact, we know this already. How did they do it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.